signify the presence this morning. Have all members voted this morning? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 senators present this morning. Senator Bennett and Senator Moss are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Will we stand for the invocation this morning?
Dear Father, we stand in awe of life. Thank you for our participation in it. We want to understand the needs of our people clearly so that the decisions we make will bring equity. We do not ask to know all things, only that we seek what we can and then decide in harmony with our convictions. It's the differences among us in a common spirit of service which serves the best for all Alaskans. And I thank you for each man and woman of this body, whatever individual persuasions may be. Bless them. Keep them in your care. It is in the name of Christ Jesus that I come to you. Amen.
We stand at ease. Senator Ray, could I give you... Senator, will please come back to order. We haven't certified the journal. You wish the floor?
Mr. President, I would request that today's prayer be put into the journal.
Objection. Senator Mulcahy?
Mr. President, I would request that he show present.
Objection. Secretary certifies correctness of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 32nd legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 51.
Senator Ray?
I would move the journal for the 32nd legislative day and Senate Supplement 51 be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the gallery behind me is a classmate of mine and Senator Sackett from the University of Alaska, and the Alaska representative on the board of directors of the National Rifle Association. Join me in welcoming Mr. Joe Nava.
You have the floor, Senator
Mr. Chairman, I have two guests here today from Skagway and one from Sitka. In the gallery behind, we have Jan Rentmore and Scott Logan. We have our city attorney over here, Pete Hallgren.
We welcome you all here this morning. Are there messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Message of February 9, the speaker has granted limited powers of free conference as requested by the conference committee considering CSSB 257, Judiciary Amended, and House CS for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 257, Judiciary Amended House, the Ethics Bill with 17 points. The President granted these powers yesterday.
Yes.
February 9, the House passed CS for Senate Bill Number 55 rules with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 55, Finance, Collective Bargaining, and Return for Consideration.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 55.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments?
The body to vote yes.
You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 excused.
So the Senate has concurred in the House amendments. Further messages from the House?
Would you like the effective date, or do you need to do that?
Yes. Senator Ray, do you wish to move the effective date again? There's a question on the necessity of it.
I would move the roll call be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
As consent has been asked, no objection. Effective date clause has been readopted.
The House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 45 by Representative Grusendorf, requesting review of all-terrain vehicle regulations.
Resources with the Vice Chairman of Transportation Committee. Just let the Chairman know that it's been assigned resources. Remote possibility there'd be an interest there. I don't think it's it. You may proceed.
CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 444, finance amended, and act relating to offenses involving restraint of a minor.
State Affairs Judiciary.
House Bill number 452 by Representatives Fuller and Bussell. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for Phase 1 of the Nome Port Facility and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance, State Affairs may wish this bill. Please advise me another day.
House Bill number 537 by Representative Grusendorf, an act authorizing municipalities to exempt motor vehicles from taxation and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs, Finance.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Senator Lyason, were you with? Thank you. Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
The State Affairs Committee considered Executive Order number 56, transferring the responsibility for distributing the session laws and the Alaska statutes from the Department of Administration to the Department of Education, and recommends approval. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiluski, Rohde, Kellyanne Ray. EO 56 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 386, displaced homemaker program, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Sturgiluski, Rohde, Ray, and Kelly. SB 386 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement.
Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there reports of special committees today?
There are no special committee reports.
There are resolutions for introduction this morning.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 36 by Senator Pettyjohn relating to the Great Land Games Month.
State Affairs.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 37 by Senator Curtula relating to Sexual Assault and Abuse Awareness Month.
State Affairs.
Senate Joint Resolution number 38 by Senators Vic Fisher, Ferguson, Moss, Curtula, and Josephson relating to a nuclear-free Arctic.
State Affairs and Resources.
Those are the new resolutions.
The bills for first reading and reference.
Senate Bill number 444 by Senator Paul Fisher, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for construction of a pioneer's home on the Kenai Peninsula and providing for an effective date.
To give it Transportation and Finance, it does have the State Affairs referral if required. Transportation and Finance at this time.
Senate Bill number 445 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to child abuse.
It's an education thing. Health, education, social services.
Senate Bill number 446 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to a personal safety curriculum in public schools.
Health, education, social services.
Senate Bill number 447 by Senator Curtula, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault for a training center for the prevention of sexual abuse of minors and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill number 448 by Senator Ray, an act relating to the state personnel rules for open competitive examinations and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 449 by Senator Fahrenkamp, an act relating to procedures for levy on personal property under the Alaska Exemptions Act.
Judiciary is essentially illegal.
Senate Bill number 450 by Senator Vic Fisher, an act providing for the selection of hazardous waste disposal facility sites and establishing a temporary hazardous waste disposal facility site board, providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill number 451 by Senator Vic Fisher, an act applying the computation of good time to incarcerated prisoners who have been convicted of an offense against the political subdivision.
Community Regional Affairs Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 452 by Senators Vic Fisher, Josephson, and Rohde, an act relating to public utility consumer representation and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Those are the new bills, Mr. President.
Takes us down to the daily calendar. In third reading, Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 403, Finance, an act making special appropriations for capital projects and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments. Is there a debate? Question? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, thank you. I think we all realize what the situation is, and there was an amendment yesterday that
was withdrawn. I can't help but comment that it, I think there was some confusion about the particular bill and some of the items in the bill, particularly as it related to the Anchorage allocation for education. I hope all of those have been resolved. I think the bill is should go forward, and personally intend to support it.
Question's called for. The question is, can we substitute Senate Bill 403? Shall it be adopted by the Senate? May proceed for. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 excused.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 403 Finance be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Objection, so ordered. Effective date clause has been adopted. We do have a citation this morning. Secretary.
Citation honoring Brigadier General Clarence Ryherd by Senator Kelly.
Senator Ray. You have the floor, Senator Holton. Alfred, if you wish.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be shown as a co-sponsor of the citation.
No other additions, Mr. President. I would move that the citation calendar be approved as read.
Citation has been adopted. Takes us to unfinished business this morning. Are there items under unfinished business? No. You have the floor, Senator Lassen.
Brief it.
We'll be at ease. Senator Eliason has the floor.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate Thursday the 23rd from 10:30 in the morning till session Monday the 27th. That's the weekend, of course. I'm going to attend a Western States Legislative Forestry Task Force meeting.
What we need is a minimum of 14 on the floor for Thursday a week, transact business. And we will come into session at 9 a.m., so that will cover it. You have the floor, Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused for the same period of time as Senator Lassen for the same reason. I might point out while I'm on my feet that you know and I know, and certainly Senator Lassen knows, that he is the chairman of the Western Legislative Forestry Task Force. He's very self-effacing about it.
Yes. You have the floor, Senator Joseph.
I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the Senate and a call of the Senate on February 13 to attend a meeting of the State School Board Association and to speak to them, and on the 20th for meetings of the Hess Committee.
Objection. You have the floor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused on Friday and Saturday, March 16 and 17 for official meetings in Anchorage.
Objection to that. We will be not in session on Friday, the 17th. That day will be off. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, if I could inquire now,
you have the floor.
We've got two weeks here we're talking about, 2 months we're talking about. The 16th and 17th of February, next Thursday and Friday, I believe.
That's right.
We will not hold a session on the 17th.
That's
right.
Is that
correct?
That's right.
Okay. But the week after that, which would be the 23rd and 24th, and I was a little confused in the comments that went back and forth when Senator...
I perhaps missed something, okay, too. Please bring it to my attention.
In that light, then, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused on the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th until the plane on the 27th for personal reasons.
No objection. Thank you. Are there announcements of committee meetings? Rules Chair.
Yes, Mr. President, there will be a very short Rules Committee meeting at 12:30 today to calendar, hopefully for Monday, Senate Bill 364, which is the Erosion Control Capital Projects Bill.
Good. Finance Chair.
Finance on Thursday, the previous announcement was for a meeting at 9 a.m. It's changed to 8:30 the hearing on Senate Bill 322, February 16th.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the minority will caucus in the Butrovich room upon the adjournment of today's session.
Senator Ray.
The Department of Community and Regional Affairs is hosting an open house today from 2:30 to 4:30 in the community building on 4th Street. All legislators are invited to attend, and the Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:30 per usual.
Are there further announcements of committee meetings? Are there items under... Yes, resources, Chair.
Resources will meet this afternoon in the Belts Room, Senate Bill 371. It's been previously announced.
Thank you. Are there items under special orders this morning? I would like to note that those bills that I've introduced, they're available for co-sponsorship here for 30 minutes after session, any person wishes to. I just didn't have time to get them around. Senator Ray?
No other business coming before the Senate. I move we adjourn to 11 a.m. Monday.
We're adjourned? Thank you.